It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. When voters in Michigan go to the polls on Tuesday, it's unlikely many will tick the box for Newt Gingrich, in part because Gingrich has all but written off the state and has left his opponents to fight over it. In recent days, he's been focusing his attention on energy policy and has promised, if elected, he'd bring gas prices down to $2.50 a gallon. We reached him on the line, and I first asked him why he wasn't competing in Michigan.
Well, we made a decision that Michigan was going to be a fight between Santorum and Romney, and I wanted to focus on what comes after Michigan and Arizona. So we began working Washington State, Oklahoma, Idaho. You know, we're laying out our particular rhythm of what we think will work.
You vowed to take your campaign all the way to the convention. What is your strategy if you get there with just a handful of delegates? I mean, how would you get the nomination at that point?
Well, I think, first of all, that the whole situation will clarify itself over time. You know, I was supposedly dead back in June and July, and by December, without having bought a single ad just on the power of positive big ideas, I was ahead by somewhere between 15 and 21 points in national polling. And so my goal is to come back, repeat what we did in South Carolina, win a number of states on Super Tuesday. The two biggest states, Texas and California, don't occur until the end of May and the beginning of June. The governor of Texas believes that I will probably win virtually all the 155 delegates in Texas. And I think we have a very real shot, because of the way California is now apportioned, that we could win a surprising number of delegates from California. So I think I'm very comfortable going all the way to Tampa.
If you are, say, not the nominee, and let's say Mitt Romney is, could you foresee endorsing him, even campaigning for him?
Of course. Look, I think compared to the reelection of Barack Obama, all of us are going to be on the same team. None of us want to see Barack Obama reelected. We think it would be a disaster for the country.
But, I mean, you've made it clear that you don't believe Mitt Romney is a true conservative.
Yeah, but Romney's certainly not a radical on the scale of Obama. So it's a comparative decision. I think Obama is a genuinely dangerous radical who's out of touch with reality and whose vision of the world is fundamentally false. So I would gladly support either Santorum or Romney if the alternative was Barack Obama.
Let me turn to energy policy now. Most energy experts say the president of the United States has very limited power over the price of gas, that it's determined by world events and global markets. So explain how you would lower the price to $2.50 a gallon.
Well, it depends whether you're talking about tomorrow morning or you're talking about over a 3 or 4 year period. The president of the United States has enormous capacity to enable the increased production of American oil and American gas by deregulation, by opening up the Gulf, by opening up fields in Alaska, by opening up federal lands. There are 85% of the acreage offshore is currently unavailable for exploration. It's estimated that by simply permitting to go back to regular business in the Gulf, you add 400,000 barrels a day to American supply. If you permit the development of known resources in Alaska, you add about 1,200,000 barrels a day to American supply, and that's without expanding in any significant way. And this, it's a basic fact of supply and demand. If the U.S. goes back to being the largest producer of oil in the world, it will almost certainly bring down the price of oil.
Let me go back to the campaign trail for a moment. Some Republicans, as you know, I'm sure have experienced, have urged you to drop out of the race, they say for the good of the party. I mean, you're down, of course, in the national polls. That's a fact. Many so-called establishment Republicans don't believe you will recover. I know you have recovered in the past, but we're now getting pretty close to the wire. At what point do you reassess?
These are exactly the people who said in June it was hopeless. I was the front runner in December. You could have asked Romney why he didn't drop out. I was the front runner again after South Carolina. This has been a very up and down race. There's not a single state where Romney's met expectations. He is the weakest front runner in modern times, despite outspending the rest of us by more than 3-1. He failed to knock me out in Florida, even though he spent 5 times as much money, 99% of it negatively. I still came in second, and in fact, I carried North Florida. And I'm very proud of the fact that places I carry, Republican turnout is up, and the places he carries, Republican turnout is down. So I'm pretty happy to be doing what we're doing. I think my message of $2.50 a gallon gasoline is getting through.
Do you think that the eventual Republican nominee will be able to defeat Barack Obama in November as it stands now?
Oh, I think the Republican nominee will beat Barack Obama because I think $5 or $6 a gallon gasoline, a decaying economy, a $2 trillion deficit, a weak national policy, and apologizing for America across the world is not a very good model to run for re-election on.
If you are not the nominee this time around, would you run again?
I have no idea. It's a long way off. Since I intend to be the nominee this time, it's a moot question.
Well, Speaker Gingrich, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Enjoyed talking to you.
And for more on Newt Gingrich's energy policy claims and the counterclaims, visit npr.org.